Got more good news regarding taxes in New Jersey. This goes along with the recent drop in the state's gas tax, which I know was about a penny, but, you know, take what you can get when it comes to taxes cuts in New Jersey. An idea that has been pushed for a couple of years now by Republicans as a result of legislation, the governor supporting it, by the way, to give relief to people in New Jersey facing taxation from other states where their employer is. Got three proposals were drafted to take steps toward dealing with the resident credits for taxes paid to other jurisdictions issues. That's been taking greater significance on since the pandemic and obviously more people working from home becoming the new normal. Associated with this, the Murphy administration filed a U.S. Supreme Court amicus brief. This was late in 2020 in support of New Hampshire's effort to challenge a pretty much similar situation they have with Massachusetts. Supreme Court ultimately declined to take up the case, and the administration's been trying to develop viable relief options since that. So under the first initiative, New Jersey would adopt its own convenience of employer provision, which would allow the state to tax employees of New Jersey firms if they work at home in other states for their own convenience. That would start the process of creating parity with New York, which has its own provision that it uses to tax New Jersey residents who are working for New York firms who work at home for their own convenience, and with all the other states that maintain the same legal rule. Second initiative, state would award tax credits to incentivize New Jersey residents to file legal actions against other states that collect taxes from them for services they perform while physically located in New Jersey. Last proposal would establish a one-time $10 million pilot program to be administered by the New Jersey Economic Development Authority, which would provide grants to certain businesses that assign their employees to New Jersey locations, incentivizing job growth, capital investments throughout the state. This has pretty much all been driven by the members of the 38th Legislative Delegation. That's Senator Joe Lagana, Assemblywoman Lisa Swain, and Assemblyman Chris Tully. Swain said that the pandemic showed New Jersey residents' work habits have changed to working from home, or at least on a hybrid schedule, that maximizes time with their loved ones, cuts commuting costs, benefits local businesses. The program would allow for New Jersey workers to maintain the benefits of living and working in New Jersey without subsidizing the unmet needs of other states. Tully said that this whole idea falls in line with their recent stay in New Jersey proposal to incentivize businesses in New York to open new offices in New Jersey, specifically for their New Jersey-based employees. Now, keep in mind, having said all that, this is still a work in progress. We should never ignore the state legislators' capability to pretty much screw up a good idea.